I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Since we are so capable of doling out belief to other people, places, and things, how about you turn some inward? How about that?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, there's a bonus. Personal initiative, go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, I'm going to give you some reasons why you should believe in yourself. That's an interesting topic, right? This is a welcome topic. I want to give you some more reasons to believe in yourself. The reason why we're talking about this is because we need more people who believe in themselves, more people who believe in their ideas, who believe in their actions, who will stand on the conviction of what they believe, who will stand on the conviction of believing in themselves, who will apply faith because they believe not only in themselves, but they believe in their goals, they believe in their actions, and they believe they will achieve the outcomes that they wish to achieve. So I'm going to give you some more reasons to believe in yourself today. In case you've been running short, in case you have an abundance, but you just want some more, you're greedy, you want extra, I'm going to give you some reasons to believe in yourself today. Point number one, the last restaurant you ate at, the last building that you walked in that has a roof, the phone that you use, you weren't a part of the process of creating any of those, but you trust that it was done right, right? So why would you not trust yourself? We talked about this a couple episodes ago. We talked about applied faith. We apply faith in other people. We apply faith in the preparers of our food. We apply faith in the architects and construction workers who build the buildings that we live and work in and the cars that we drive. We apply faith that the people who made our phones, the phone is not going to explode when we're holding it 3 feet away from our face all day looking at social media and emails and texting. We apply faith that those things are going to work out. We believe that things are going to work out using those things. We believe that the cars on the other side of the road are not going to careen over that yellow line and crash into us and end our lives. We believe it. We trust it. How could you not trust yourself? So this is the first reason to believe in yourself, because we know that we have the power of belief. See, if you think you just can't believe, sometimes people, well, I can't do this. They just think they don't have the skill. I don't have the ability to do this thing. But sometimes you just got to look at it from a different perspective. You are doing the thing. You think you can't believe in yourself. Listen, you've been believing in people your entire life. From until age, let's say 10 or 12 years old, most of us probably up until that point don't know enough and are not physically equipped enough to take care of ourselves. So we had to believe in whomever was around us, whether that was a parent, grandparent, the neighborhood, the community. Somebody was taking care of us. Somebody was pointing us in the right direction. Somebody was giving us information, and maybe they weren't. Maybe we are making up for that right now. Maybe we're trying to make up for that lost time and getting the right information, getting the right direction, getting the right mentors around us by listening to things like the Work On Your Game podcast. But we had to believe at some point. You got to believe that when you turn on this podcast, I'm going to give you something valuable. You are believing. You are exercising your belief that I'm going to give you something valuable by subscribing and listening to this podcast. If you're not subscribed, please hit the subscribe button wherever you are. You trust that something's going to be done right. How could you not trust yourself? You exercise belief all day long. Did you make your clothes, the clothes that you're wearing right now? Did you actually sew that fabric yourself? No. How do you know it's not going to just fall apart? When you're in the middle of a busy intersection, all your clothes aren't just going to collapse and fall off of you and leave you standing there naked in the middle of the street. How do you know? You believe. You are believing in whoever it was that put those clothes together that is going to stay together, that nothing's going to happen to it. How could you not believe in yourself? I mean, since you're giving out so much belief, why not put some on yourself? Why not flip it around and point it at you? Point number two. You heard what my sister said in episode number 721 when I interviewed her. Look at your resume. Look at the proof that you're good. I mean, you have done things already. You already have a list of achievements. You already have a resume. You already have a CV. You have already proven that you're good at what you're doing. If you don't yet have a resume, what if you're a person who doesn't yet have a resume? Because I'm telling you to look at what you've done in the past as proof that you can be good, that you can set a goal and reach it, that you can go after something and actually achieve it. This is proof. This is just reinforcement. You're using your past as reinforcement for yourself. But what if you don't have a past that can reinforce you? What if you have not achieved much? What if you don't have a resume? What if you are fresh into the working world or fresh into the real world, so to speak, and I mean, you don't have anything. You don't have anything you can look at and say, hey, I've been successful, unless you want to look at your, that you graduated from eighth grade or that you finished high school or something like that. And those don't really motivate you. They're not really inspiring achievements that you have. What can you do if you don't have a resume to look at that's going to help boost your belief? Here's what you can do. You can go take some actions and acquire some achievements. Go acquire some outcomes. Go acquire and make happen some results so then you can look at those and say, you know what, here's what I've done. And even better, I just did it. This is not from 5 years ago. It's not something I did 10 years ago. It's something I did 10 minutes ago. Go get yourself some achievements. If you look at your resume right now, here's the point. You look at your resume right now. Your resume does not inspire or motivate you to say to yourself, I have plenty of reasons to believe in me. If it doesn't do that, you need to go beef up that resume. You need to go do some things right now. Go take some actions right now. Go call somebody. Go email somebody. Go walk into somebody's office. Go start something. Go record a video. Go record a podcast. Go write a blog post. Go start a website. Go do something to get yourself in a better space. Go get the mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook and start writing out what your life's going to look like. Start writing out those goals for your life. Look at your resume. This is point number two. Today's topic, reasons to believe in yourself. Look at your resume for proof of why you should believe, because all of those things couldn't happen if you didn't believe. And if you don't have a resume, go get one. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic, reasons to believe in yourself. If you don't do it, believe in yourself is that it, nobody will. If you won't believe in yourself, you can't expect anybody else to believe in you. I mean, that just makes sense, doesn't it? But maybe, just maybe, you have a person in your life or people in your life who believe in you when it's not cool to believe in you, before you even believe in yourself. before you have done much to make you believe there is someone who sees something in you that you can't even see when you're looking in the mirror. Maybe you are lucky enough to have an individual like that, or maybe even multiple individuals, just super lucky, around you who believe in you when you don't even believe in you. Now, that's excellent. Listen, congratulations. I'm happy that you have that, but let me offer you a word of caution. Here's the word of caution, a couple words of caution. It won't last. It will not last. The people who believe in you, even though you don't believe, the people who have more belief in your abilities than you have in your abilities, those people will either A, not be around forever, or B, even if they are around, they're not going to keep believing in you so much if you don't take the baton, you don't take the torch out of their hand, and you start carrying it. You go to the front of the line and be the one riding the bandwagon of believing in you. There's only so much any of us as human beings can believe in another person more than they believe in themselves before we say to ourselves, all right, this person's not going to step up and take the reins here and actually run the show for their own life. All right, I'm not going to keep doing this. It's the law of diminishing returns. Even if I'm excited about instilling belief in you, it's only so long I'm going to keep doing that before I'm expecting you to kind of take the wheel from me. You got to wrestle the steering wheel off out of my hands, and you got to take the steering wheel. I mean, this is your bandwagon we riding here. Not mine, it's yours. There's only so long anybody's going to try pulling you up to a new level before they decide that you just don't want to go to that level and they just leave your ass where you are, because obviously that's where you want to be. There's only so long I'm going to keep trying to pull you up from. I'm like, okay, this person is pretty much who they are. They don't want to go any further. I can sleep well. I can rest easy knowing that on my conscience, I put the effort in to help this person build their belief up. They didn't want to go any further. Listen, it's their life. It's not my responsibility to make them believe in themselves. It's no one else's responsibility to bring that belief up for you. If you happen to have someone who is trying, be thankful. Be grateful for that individual, but understand that person is not going to keep doing it. Eventually, enough is enough. You either going to take the wheel or that car is going to crash, or it's just going to stall out and run out of gas. These are the reasons why you need to believe in yourself. Point number one. Last restaurant you ate at, the buildings that you walk into, the phone that you use, the food that you eat, we trust other people's work. We believe that these things are not going to do us harm, and we use them all the time without fully examining who, what, when, where, why, how of any of it. So since we are so capable of doling out belief to other people, places, and things, how about you turn some inward? How about that? Point number two. Look at your resume. If you need a reason to believe in yourself, look at your resume and look what you have already achieved in life. Those are plenty of reasons for you to believe in yourself. And I mean, literally, look at your resume. Go right now what you have achieved in life, and you can see right there. These are the things that I've done that allow me to believe in myself. Now, if you look at your resume, you look at your list of achievements, and if you don't have a mental workbook, go get it at dreallday.com/workbook. I'll walk you through this whole process. If you do not have a list of achievements, you do not have a resume, you have not done much in your life, you need to go take some action and do stuff so that you do have a resume. It's as simple as that. Point number three, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody's going to believe in you. Even if you have someone around, you have a God-sent individual who is trying to instill more self-belief in you. There's only so much that they're going to do that before they expect you to take the reins, grab the steering wheel, and take over and do this thing. And if you don't do it, then the torch is just going to get dropped on the ground, the flame is going to go out, the car is going to crash, and it's all over. That horse is going to run wild and run you into a tree, and you're going to hit your head on the tree. You ever see in the movies where the guy is riding a horse and then it goes under a branch and the rider hits their head on the branch and they fall off? That's going to be you if you don't take the reins and start controlling this situation. There's only so much charity another person has in them if you're not going to pick it up and start running the show. Work on your game. Believe in yourself. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.